We sure did. I had a hit car, but what I think is important is the quarters. I remember that the first good month came out, said, well, 1 month doesn't prove anything. 2 months doesn't prove everything, but 3 months, it's got to prove something.
Can't be ignored.
That's about right, huh? And we the battle is still not won, but it means that we might make a breakthrough. I think you might use that term. We made a breakthrough in the battle about a month, a full quarter of good figures in this breakthrough. We quote me from the president, consider this as a breakthrough in the battle, but now we must exploit the breakthrough, and we must not allow our clients to be overrun by the horse. Continue to fight. If we have a breakthrough, we must continue on our present course.
Well, I was quickly to run over what the energy package is to come in.
Yeah, I read it. I think they're the one point that I want to be sure that I do understand.
That's a
I wouldn't drop anything about greater reactor message. That's just throwing away some important something that is.
Well, not until we got a deal with Rockville. I
mean, sorry. I think the greater reactor thing is, if we decide to go on, it should be done with massive. It's mainly for public relations and a lot of other things too. You know, I mean,
yeah.
Don't have some play along with. I feel very strongly we either do it or we don't do it. I don't want to just, that's the only thing I've raised. The question I raised here is we've got a way we can satisfy how it can be one dam or how it can satisfy. That is what I'm doing this year. I don't do this because I think along with all this, well, I've got to go in this direction. I don't care about the environmentalists and I don't care about the people who are scared of the atomic explosions or any other things. But I don't worry about the budget on this. Well, see, my concern is different from what is expressed here.
We're on the track now on that, Mr. President, and we're adding just a small increment to it.
My point is that nobody knows we're on the track. Yes. The second thing is that the way they know that they're on the track is to talk not in terms of, well, our budget this year will be $235 million, which is $5 million more, $30 million we had last year, and so forth and so on. What we've got to do is to take them on the mountaintop and say, all right, that's what I want to do. I want to get some excitement into it rather than just simply having another good, dull, business-like, worth-of-life, responsible program. See? And that's what I really need.
The message will have all the rhetoric.
But don't put the reader reactor in the message.
You want to do a separate unit?
Or we're talking
about a problem here, and I just said if you don't do something on increasing price of gas.
Oh, I know. The oil import policy, not yet, despite what George said, we can't do that now. But if you want to deregulate the price of gas,
well, as I'll see, is that FPC is working on that, and I think the question is really looking at how much more we get for going the legislative route as compared to what we can get
out of the commission.
Out of the commission. And he will be very large as the commission now, as your commission in terms of.
Who is it now? Who's the man?
John Seegers, and he will support this effort. He feels very strongly that the reason we're short of gas is because there hasn't been a big enough price to pay for it.
And well, but we could find out. The point is we can get what we want probably by having the commission do it.
Rather than
so if we do it by legislation, then we're in a position of advocating higher prices and really
then cost to higher spending.
Yeah, I know that, yeah, I see that. What I meant is you're not going to get it without it, I understand that that's what the Harris thing was all about. And if it's lower, that's fine. They will, to go a long way, the question is, if we do it, how do we take credit for what they did?
I know you're concerned about the credit. And you get the credit publicly is a deficit. But all we want to happen is the people that get into this business to know that we did not oppose that alone.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's all you need.
But I think the point is that professionals in this fuel shortage area know where the real problem is we don't have enough gas. We're not going to do anything publicly about getting a lot of gas. Therefore, the breeder reactor becomes the centerpiece of the message. Now, that gets back to the question of whether you go separate with the breeder or do it with one message.
That's all right.
Sorry?
Fine. Sure, then, to make the breeder, you want to remember, I would think that we would want to make the breeder reactor a big part of the message.
It will be.
Right. Let it be the plan. Yes, Ron.
Can't we?
But let's not underplay it. I mean, overplay it. I think the thing to do is to give it a hell of a play. And sure, but, well, we've been going along on this, but we don't need any credit. Nobody knows it. It's not even all people know.
The number that seems to have the ground hand when people talk about this is appreciated that we don't know. Not so much the money, but the time. But
10 years.
Yeah, it's all power. You don't think that we asked this at the meeting. You were at the meeting, I say.
Yes, sir.
We asked the meeting. You don't think you could be 10 years. We,
no, sir.
Although you did say that, they did say that you could, by bringing it, by just speeding it up some, that it was agreed that it would, you could move it down from 12 to 10 and save money or something like that. Was that what those points? Do you agree with that?
The quicker you do it, you do save money. The base
level. But you can't do it below 10?
That's about right, yes, sir.
Well, why can't you do it below 10? What's the reason? Just you can't spend that much money.
You can't spend it, it just takes time, and you have to let reactors run for a while to make sure they work right. I mean, it's the economic.
It's a scientific reason.
Yes, sir.
Okay, not a money reason. I think a lot of these things are. The oil import, of course, is that the planning has got enough sores on its back already. I'm going to the wolves. And John Power, the bankers, would not run either the design or the sound. We didn't even lose company on that one.
I'd have to help with the source of my back instead because it takes it.
Well, I think it's I think you put the Department of Natural Resources in, huh? Good.
I still think I'd like to see it. Let's try for a trade-off here to get better cooperation in the hollow field for the whole government reorganization pack.
Yeah.
And the thing that sticks in his craw is you're taking part of his ADC away to put it in the Department of Natural Resources.
Yeah.
So the question becomes, do you just do this program and hope you get the credit in the hollow field, or does someone go down and play a little
flex? Oh, I'm all for that, playing with him.
Okay.
My point is that I don't see that as any political benefit for us. I mean, the play with him in order to get the reorganization, but in terms of what really is in it for us is us to not to take the breeder reactor.
We'll do that. In other words, privately the decision is made that you want the breeder reactor and we go for it big. But when someone approaches Hollowfield, we would approach it on trade-off basis.
That's right. And look here, this is what we have to have in order to get it.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
And the only other
the outer continental shelf is going to cause you a problem, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. It's driving up the wall.
So you're going to say it?
It's going to drive up the wall.
Are you using four of them? You still didn't get it?
Yes, sir, I didn't.
Yes, sir, it's the last major source of oil in Wisconsin.
Sure.
It's on the North Slope.
So what are you talking about? Say that we'll do our best to see that it doesn't drown the pigeons.
We're spending a lot of money on technology to make drilling safer and all that, but the facts of life are just like on land, there's one fire a year, there's one or two fires.
Look, it doesn't bother me at all. I guess, look, that raises the question. Go ahead. Oil shale, that's right. I don't know whether it does any good or not, but George helped me and Cook said it might cost too much money.
The truth is, it might turn out better.
Well, isn't the real problem there is whether it be economic charges or
yes, and then it's like,
oh, there's a lot of desalination.
Well, there's a lot there, and if people learn how to deal with it properly.
properly, it just might become economic.
Technology is, it's pretty close to being economic now.
Is it?
Between oil now and oil shale, however, 3 trillion gallon of barrels of oil in tar sands in Canada, which is even closer. Work out a decent deal with Canada on oil.
Is that on here?
Yeah, that the deal with Canada is on here.
George Creek, possible agreement with Canadian.
So that's one where it seems to me we need to start on negotiations and push a little harder, because the pipeline questions, the Canadian deal, are all more or less where they were a year ago. They don't even seem to have any motion on them.
Who's in charge of that?
Well, Phil Dreiser, yes, is the negotiator.
Phil Dreiser, the State Department, is in charge of negotiations. Paul has been up there, and Abe Lincoln's been up there. With regard to the pipeline, I think, George, that we have convinced ourselves that the pipeline through Canada is just too far down the line to make a valid alternative, this time to the Alyeska line.
You mean from the North Slope?
From the North Slope.
What is the, I always understood the precise variable from all of you.
Yes, sir.
Well, I think he's a stronger negotiator or do anything.
I think first we have to review within the status of it and why we can't move faster. It may be that just a lack of sense of urgency that we feel about it.
Well, I think part of it is that Canadians have not been able to make up their minds how they want to handle this. Let me say this. You, all of you, you're up. It's very urgent. The Canadians push them any way you want to. They get everything from us, and we get damn little from them. So, the State Department with the damn fooling around, we want to go with the Canadians. Play it hard. But they have not, we've been very kind to them on a lot of things. And their games are being played in their own way.
The Minister of Power, I think, agreeing that this has not been as helpful as he might have been. Now, the deputy who has a certain amount of independence by the name of Jack Austin comes out of business, and he's good, and I would think he'd be
well, one thing they might, I don't know whether he was good, they've been pushing for a visit, you know. I said, I go up to the darn place, I know. Utter no desire certainly to go to any place but fishing on there. But anyway, the point is that maybe that could be something substantive to come out of.
Oh, that wouldn't say that. That would be a little deal. Because every time they come down and talk about it, they talk about oil, and they talk about their desire to have some visitors. And maybe we can package that with that clean up the Great Lakes program. The Canadians want to spend it. I don't think George would be the money.
We don't have the money. Clean up the lake. Look, the environment, I know you're interested in it, John. The hell with it. I see these people that march in that Earth Day and the rest, and I'll tell them to clean up before they try to go.
You just saw John Lindsay and the Flower Children on the New York Times. You're getting another government. I don't agree with you, but anyway.
He's our environmentalist, you see. He's always says you've got to clean up the water and clean up the air and so forth. And I think it's just great. I just think those until people learn not to throw bottles around themselves, I should tell other people not to. It's a horrible group of people.
On the breeder reactors, Mr. President, I wonder if you'd like Will to talk about there is a problem of view as to how this way you should go 3 breeders or 1 breeder. We all think 1 breeder is the right approach. The critics will say, half artist measures.
3 different contractors.
What is the argument? The thing you mentioned, I don't know.
Yeah.
You're one of the experts in what do you think?
Well,
you say he has 3?
No, sir.
One. What is there? George, you were sort of for 3, though, weren't you?
No, sir.
Wait a minute, though. I understand. The point is that if we know it'll work, here's the argument, as I understand it. Why don't build 3, then we got 3 working?
No. Well, the idea is to build a prototype, and then you've got something, and you know it's working.
Yeah. And how long after you build the prototype does it take to build another?
That is something that you build into the process. Well,
it takes 6 years to build a reactor. Right now.
Why?
Starting from scratch. This doesn't mean, though, that you wait till you got your first prototype before you go into some future expansion or go commercial. You can you know, you can do an awful lot in there.
Why are you for one rather than three?
Well, I mean, the reasons for having three are that there are three major contractors involved, GE, Westinghouse,
and AIG. This is where you give all three a contract.
So give all three a contract, you establish confidence in all three, and you also establish competition among all three. But here we've got a program that's too expensive for private industry to fund itself, and too uncertain for them to fund themselves.
Yeah.
Is it really right for the federal government to go into three prototypes, bang, one right after another, when all these uncertainties exist? And I think this is the problem, I guess, that all of us have. You know,
I mean, this is where there's no way you can get it.
You might be able to get two of them to work together, and there is some hope here. AI and GE could conceivably be forced into the...
Who could?
North American Rockwell and GE.
There it
is. North American is... Yeah. Westinghouse is out there, really.
California.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's where it is to go.
The first breeder, respectively, sent over.
That's right.
If you find the radiation, everybody else can.
That's right. I put it down there. I'll be dead long before the damn thing's finished.
The problem is, apparently the least competent of the three is the California operation, at least in ADC.
Right.
That's
really...
Well, least competent, but also least politically attractive to EC, the Joint Committee.
Well, we don't care about
why are they want to...
They like GE and Westinghouse. These are two contractors that they've brought along from the submarine days and have done everything for it.
North American Rockwell has never had anything.
No, nothing big. They've had some small projects, small compared to this.
They deserve one.
They are also...
Are they any good people? I don't know the company. I know the man.
I have to defer on that, too.
Is that a good company? You don't think so?
Yeah, it's a good company, but we've never seen them operate in this area, so it's pretty hard to judge whether they'd be competent.
Well, I've got a few term for a company.
If we just put GE together with North American Rockwell and Southern Catalyst, they're teamed up with it. That'd be great. The real trick is to put it and build it in California, not really.
That's the point. It must be in California. That's where we have the problem. We have a serious problem, and anytime we can put anything out there, it's something like a few engineers and scientists, even though maybe 5,000. They at least might be bigger than you need somebody up there that all done by computers.
That's it. A lot of concrete, a lot of aluminum.
No, but I mean, do they ever use any scientists or anything like that?
They're about a...
There
are a lot of scientists and engineers involved. Yes, sir. Both in the development stage as well as in the building of the radio.
I just have a feeling it would be a good... incidentally, we go... It would be an awfully good thing to announce if we could when I'm in California at the Western Isles next week. Can't get ready that soon.
Yeah. We can. We want to.
We want to crush Hollowfield. That's the question.
My goodness. George, are you going to play the role of blackmailer here with Hollowfield? I should nominate you.
That's George's job. He's good. He's already got millions on that way around there. He told me he had mills. I haven't seen anything yet.
I'll never get a kind word out of Smithy again.
Well, what's he going to do? Did he realize this? What's he going to do about the ball? Transferring?
Well, we'll have to work with him on that, but he's a pretty happy man.
Did Cluffy and did he take the responsibility?
Well, I think we're sort of in a loose situation right now.
They're right.
We're right along.
Why did Cluffy lose? Did he not want to step up to it? I thought he felt
he
had to go to.
He just went ahead and did it and then told Smitty.
He
did the program to go check with him first.
Now that shows you. Here's a congressman and he didn't check with him. You'd think that would be routine.
Well, he had the word to clear it first. But anyway, I have my problems. I went to a Republican reception last night.
What did you
say? Frank Bowe saying the ice man's coming.
Sure. His followers, obviously, I could tell that when I read that little sheet on him. He's obviously a name dropper and a fixer. I mean, he had Henry Salvatore's name on there. He said my brother was on there. And he had Smith's name on there. My client was some guy that judge in the office. And he must be an utter incompetent. So he isn't. Did Smith know that the governor raised hell about him?
He's called the governor. The governor is
backed off.
Backed off.
Is that right? What's the governor saying?
Yeah, we did do all the individual. Is concerned. Well, I didn't mean to bring this up, and we're not really ready to talk to anyone about it. But it's
don't talk to you. Work with them. The point that I make is this. The governor raised hell about this thing. We checked and found what the problem was. We did something about it.
Now he says that he didn't want to do anything about it, right?
No, he says he didn't.
He's not identifying with this individual.
Work it out.
It was damn clear from the
step that I'm not a very good blackmailer right now.
Boy, you think we get that message raised?
Mr. President,
well,
no, you don't have to go out there. No, do it right. Do whenever it's right. That's,
it is right. Well,
sure.
It's a great power field down in Long Beach. It's home district. It's in California.
If you want to, of course, you can do anything with Hollywood you want. I understand that. But sir, that would be nice to live there, but if you can, when we come back.
It's too many, farm elements on your calendar.
Maybe the house in Santa Barbara, that would be good. They'd love it. Well, we're going to put the thing up there and drill their continental shelf.
I think on the energy question, if we can proceed on a Canadian negotiation card,
yeah,
with the possibility of your coming into it in some fashion, as we talked about, and get some sense of pace and motion that there's a deadline or there's something that ought to make people come to a conclusion, and get that done, that would be a very instructive thing in the whole energy picture.
Let me ask you this, is this something that the Peterson Committee should be working on, the Canadian thing, or is it something that should be handled specifically in the way of the present channel?
Well, Peterson should certainly be fully aware of it.
Yeah.
But I think what it essentially is a way to get more oil into this country. It's not
international
economic disagreement about it. Some domestic producers might feel that it's not as good as it might be, but I've discussed it with Bellman, and I have not discussed it yet with Tower. But the oil industry discussed it with Eichhardt, who's the head of the API, and those fellows all agree that you can't say Canada isn't a secure source if they've taken care of their own problems in Eastern Canada. And our whole effort up there is to get them to agree to take care of Eastern Canada. Once they've done that, we'll let them come into this country with all the oil and gas they can find. And there are no reasonable people who object to that line of thinking. There are some who live in domestic, marginal domestic production, but even they are. They're not going to cause a lot of trouble.
What did they say, though, about the oil that they import?
They're against any additional oil coming into this country because they feel if there's enough of a shortage, the price will continue to go up, and they'll be able to make more money on their domestic production. The rationale for this program is national security. They all say it's national security, and with the right kind of an agreement and pipelines to Canada, the national security interest is served. And all the oil they can find in this country, but they can find in Canada too, it will still be short and have to import oil.
Well, I think that's the real key. Our energy requirements, looking down the way here, are going to be so large. We need that Canadian oil. Well, how about it, Pete, just for, what the hell would you get in the major oil people and any problem on that on the Canadian? What do you folks think we should do? What in the name of God do they think? They object to everything. Or they just want to sit there greedy and run the price up and run out of energy? Is that what they like to do?
The oil, the major oil people are fine. And API. And the thoughtful members of our, like Bellman, are fine.
So it's just the...
There are a few churches, a classmate from Princeton by the name of Gene, who was the head of the Texas independent oil producers, and he would argue, but even he doesn't argue with the kind of vehemence he argued against tariffs and argued against the more oil from the Eastern Hemisphere from South America. They recognize that, besides that, most of them operate in Canada.
How long have you been working on this message?
6 months, I think.
Well, intensively for perhaps 6 weeks.
Other companies, oil shares.
Nothing in that message is going to get us through, or anything we can do is going to get us through the next 2 years. It's going to be tough in terms of
possible brownouts and things like that, and I just...
In the next 2 years?
Yes, sir, I mean, you could have some brownouts.
Is that right? Nothing you can do about it?
Yes, sir. Oh, we can take some short-term actions, as we did last summer.
And we'll do them again.
We'll do them again.
They're making announcements, like turn your switches off and things like that. We're really close,
we're really close. John, you get an agreement with the Canadians sometime within a matter of, say, months. They react to that, the reaction will build, and within a year and a half, you'll get quite a lot more on you get to
that's a lot of money,
but as of then, they like it. They're not sending in all your other
letters. Pete, were you here when I was talking to John McCollum?
No.
Somebody was here. He was talking to me about a Federal Power Commission deal involving an Arkansas, not an Arkansas company, but getting power in the Arkansas Valley in there, getting gas, natural gas.
I don't know,
check out the greater Wigan, is it? Why? Is the Federal Power Commission under good management to the
very, is under, it's under very cooperative, good management. And not only is the chairman somebody with whom we can work, but the majority of the commission are people with whom we can work, so we don't have the kind of problem we do with the FTC.
Good. Gee, and there's the place to do the gas. Has to be done. Right. Looks like you got part of the job here. On the other end, naturally, just make the best deal you can. And it should be one. Let's just decide that. Do you agree, George? You all one? You fellows, that's what you all recommend.
Yes, sir.
It'll be one. One reactor. Right.
Mr. President, I think we can be silent on this question so we don't raise a lot of hackles in Hollowfield at this time. That's one of our points, but I think that's the perfect thing.
I think what you can say, look, Congressman, is this is a matter that we have to negotiate and so forth and see what will work out. But I think he liked the idea of working in California. Maybe.
Like the 1980 day and extensive.
Well, I think if you could say the 1980 day, putting it in California and so forth. The Canadian thing, technically, you could mention to Kissinger that he's been acting bugging you to go up to Canada. Yes, sir, he has, or probably Roger Shop. Find out who it is. No, Haldeman, I guess they've done it through him. I can push him off. Where do you want to go? You ever been to Ottawa?
I sure have. It's nowhere.
They're a beautiful building.
Yeah, there's a green copper roof.
That is very nice country, actually. Too bad we didn't buy it. let me say, though, make the message one, if you will, so let's put some drama into it. Okay, seriously, the idea, I think, of this reader reacting that you were going to do it. I mean, Hollywood and some of these other golf centers, it's like, second coming, so let's make it. It's important.
Oh, yeah.
But not that important.
Nothing.
It could be. I mean, also the thing is that if you go along, you might learn something else. Maybe. On the way.
We also might get overrun by fusion.
You're right now. Fusion might come in the meantime now.
No, sir, but that's a risky thing. I don't think it will.
Can we get any credit for
it? Is it risky, you say?
Well, there's a risk that it could overtake the breeder.
Oh,
if there was a major breakthrough, and you never know when that will occur, it could overtake the breeder program, but I don't think it will occur. This is what Howard Baker argues, for example, but I think he's...
There is, sir, complete the circle. A semi-breeder that Rickover has been developing for Canadian, that will be completed with another $95 million, I believe. There are those, like your friend Edward Teller, who think that that's the thrust we ought to take, but this is less dangerous in case of an accident. However, he's pretty much alone in that area. But maybe we can take some credit for giving more to Rickover and putting this into the story. If we just hurry the development of that one, too.
I'd like to think about that before I agree.
You don't do it.
No, sir.
Well, I don't think know anything about it.
It's not an economically competitive system. It's a very good system as a prototype for Rickover submarines. The problem is civilian reactors on it, they're just not economically useful. You have to get them all done. It's useful for a submarine program, and I, you know, that's...
It never bothers him with their second option.
No, sir, it sure doesn't.
Never bothers him.
I know.
That's the way the law changes. Thanks for coming up. Oh, I gotta give you your time.
You got one of my shows now, you know.
George?
Don't let the McLaren thing make problems with the business, or it's working. The point that I make is that, just get the lesson across. He's obviously a fan being competent and was put in there to go, you know, a pusher, and put in there and then foul someone. But, see, there's always a few take their kind of, I understand. So, I don't know what Smith County is. Does he just say that he's the greatest guy?
There are a lot of things he's a good guy. Really, sit down.
Talk about what I thought he was going to do, was sit down and say, ask me what, here's the situation, here's what this guy did.
And sit down with McGuire and give him a chance to resolve it.
What we're now doing is, McCarthy's coming back, he's supposed to be going over with our people now, he and his deputy, the whole case. And then, sort of drill, this is here, see it this way, and so on. Assuming he's convinced this is the right thing to do, not because he's told to do it, but because he thinks it's the right thing to do, the guy should be fired. Then we'll go down and talk to Smitty. And if Smitty is like mad, well, that's one thing. He's persuadable, and he's got his point. That's the way we do it. And I don't know, should we back off if Smitty gets too upset about it? He called me and said, is this because I didn't vote for the SSC?
I didn't know
that. And I said, well, I don't know that the president knows about that.
I didn't know. I thought it was a report.
Absolutely no connection.
I thought it was a report, actually.
Yeah.
Too often.
So I read it. It's not his connection.
No.
But would you, should we back on
it? It's probably not. The reason was that this is because we got a hell of a bleep from California.
I told him about that. He called Reagan. He had already called Freeman, who he said he was very close to. And Freeman basically cut off as far as the individual was concerned, although he said there was a big problem and it was the bureaucrats in Washington.
Oh, no. But we found it wasn't true, didn't we?
We found that it was right there in San Francisco. In San Francisco. Well, anyway, we will try to
say it better this way. Let me put it this way. Whoever is the ranking member of the Rules Committee is very important to us.
Right.
And I know you've got to make a deal. It just irritates the hell out of me that we, when we find it incompetent, that we are stuck with it, you know. And this, but the message will get around. Can you transfer it?
Well, we'll work on it. And if it looks as though it's going to be too rough with Smith, we'll back off. Transfer, sure, we'll do something. But sure. The point has already been made that the damage you're sort of hell about. So,
because
it's been done already.
I am sorry because my constituents in California raised totally hell with us about how many 100 applications out of 4,000, you know.
Well,
and Smitty should be sorry about it. He didn't care about it. I got to go over and talk to him. 4-H Club, agriculture, productivity, citizenship, and peace.
Oh, nice. Great. Meeting of the Productivity Commission on the 30th of April here. You'll, that's the day you're on your way to California. And we have a pretty good lineup now for a major conference in late June, which we would hope to have the elite of labor and management and some government people and public people concentrate on a variety of subjects having to do with productivity. I think it might be, if it shapes up right, on a good forum for you to talk about the importance of that and this kind of thing that you're doing.
You tell on the 30th that I'll be available. As a matter of fact, if I leave, what time is the committee meetings?
You mean on
the 30th, what time of the day?
10 o'clock, I think.
Well, it might be that I might not want to leave, so I might maybe stop in at 10 and go right out.
It'll be in the Roosevelt room.
So, but you talked to Bob.